Parshas Vayera brings us to a different level of Yetzias Mitzrayim. Whereas in Parshas Shmos we have the setting, we have the stage set, we have Moshe, we have Paroi, we're introduced to them, we're introduced to Moshe's wife, we introduce Moshe's children, we're introduced to Aaron. In this week's Parsha, we are introduced to the advancement of Klal Yisrael beginning to leave Mitzrayim. In other words, even though it was a long procedure of getting Klal Yisrael out of Mitzrayim, the negotiations have begun, the Eser Makos have begun, and ultimately, that we base our Emunah and Betochen on, that we base our knowledge of Yedias Hashem, that Kodesh Baruch Hu ultimately runs the world, Klal Ubeprat, where the mitzvah of Gadot HaLevincha B'Yemahu, on Seder night, probably the most choshev night of the year, for the Mesiris and Klal Yisrael, are based in these parashas. Chinuch, regard to Levincha, mitzvah chinuch, are teaching your children about Ba'avuzeh Os Hashem Li, HaKosh Baruch did to me, Yetzias Mitzrayim. The mitzvah chinuch, that educating our children about Yetzias Mitzrayim is a fundamental of our Torah. And I'd like to work through, if that's the case, with various ideas of chinuch, of what we're obliged and what we're obligated to pass through to the future generations, the limudim we can learn from this week's parasha. Okay, we're not focusing necessarily on the makas per se, we're not focusing on any particular part of the parasha. What we are focusing on is inyonei chinuch, what the Torah expects us to learn from this parasha, to be able to give over to our children what we have to stand for and all of the values that we should stand for, that we should ultimately, Ezras Hashem, bring up children who are Tamei Chachamim. There is, the parasha begins as an introduction. Vayidaber Elokim Moshe vayomer Elov ani Hashem. So this really is a continuation of the previous last week's parasha, where Moshe Rabbeinu spoke very harshly to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Moshe Rabbeinu says to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Lomer Haro'is L'Om HaZeh, Perek Hei Pasuk Chof Beis, why did you do bad to this nation? Lomer Zeh Shlachtoni, why did you send me in Oz Basio Paroi, since I came to Paroi? L'Dabba Bishmechel, to speak in your name, Heira L'Om HaZeh, it's been worse for this nation, V'Hatzeli Yitzalti Zamechel, I haven't saved them. V'yem HaShem HaMoshe Atatira, you'll see. Don't worry, you'll see. This continuation of the parasha, we'll see Rashi later on what the pshat is over here. But what I want to focus on right now is the pasuk that carries on and it says, Yeah, the pasuk says like this. Vehevesi eschem, and I'll bring them. Ela oris asher nasasis yodi. Vehevesi eschem really means I brought them. Okay. Ela oris asher nasasis yodi. Losis oisor to give to them that I made a shvur to give to them. La Avram liyitzuk liyakov. V'nasati oisor lachem moirosho ani Hashem. I gave it to them as a moirosho ani Hashem. What does moirosho mean?
It's the word Yerusha.
It comes from the word Yerusha, but is it the same as Yerusha? Yerusha means inheritance. Is Moirosha and Yerusha the same thing? Is it just the same word in a different grammatical slant, or is it a different word completely? The Teretz is, the Gemara says Mavavasra, in Kuf Yutes. The Gemara has a shail over there, who did it in Yeshloichlin, whether Eretz Yisrael was Nischalik to those people who left Mitzrayim. In other words, did Klal Yisrael who leave Mitzrayim, did they already inherit Eretz Yisrael? And therefore, it was split up according to those people, the numbers who left Mitzrayim. Or was it the Boy Ha'oretz is Chalka Oretz? Was Eretz Yisrael given out to those people who came into Eretz Yisrael? In other words, if, let's say, 600,000 people left Mitzrayim, and a million people, million men came into Eretz Yisrael, how was Eretz Yisrael split up? Amongst 600,000 or amongst a million? There's machlekes in the Gemara. But the Gemara brings a raya from the Loshon, Moirosho. Moirosho means it was given to them, it was not given to them something that they acquire. That's Yerusha. Yerusha means, inheritance means, a father has a vintage model Ford, right? And he dies, so his son inherits that Ford. It's his, it becomes his, that's Yerusha. A Moirosho is an heirloom. It's not an inheritance. What's the difference between an heirloom and an inheritance? An heirloom you never actually own. I think it is a watch called Patek Philippe. I think they have they advertise a Patek Philippe, the watch that's never actually owned. It's only just passed on from generation to generation. Which is a brilliant advertising. Which means it's something which is an heirloom. Something that is treasured for the next generation, but you yourself only using it until the next generation take it, and the next generation will pass on to the next generation. In other words, Yerusha is something that I own fully, and when the person dies, it gets given over to the next generation. A Merosha is an heirloom, which means that at the time while he is alive, it is in his ownership. When he dies, that moves over to the next person's ownership, but it's basically, it just happens to be his during his lifetime. He never actually owns it. It's something that goes over to the next generation. So he said over here, the Gemara says over there, that Eretz Yisrael was a Moirosho. Moirosho meaning that Eretz Yisrael was not actually acquired by those people left Eretz Yisrael, left Mitzrayim, sorry. It was a Moirosho. It was something that was an heirloom. It was in their property, but eventually they gave it over to Klal Yisrael, who actually lived in Eretz Yisrael, that it actually belonged to them. It was not Yerusha, it's a Moirosho. Says the Baal HaTurim, there's one other place where it says the term Moirosho in the Torah. Anybody know? Exactly. Torah Tzivalona Moshe, Moirosho Kehilas Yaakov. That's the only other place in the Torah. Torah Nevi Mitzvah says the word Moirosho. Torah Tzivalona Moshe, Moshe. Torah is given to us from Moshe, Moirosho Kehilas Yaakov. An heirloom Kehilas Yaakov. What does it mean, Moirosho? What does that mean over there? So the Shemana Toy says a very, very nice vort. Refrain brings it down. And he says, what's the connection between the Merosha of Eretz Yisrael and the Merosha of Torah? And this is incredible, a beautiful vort. As you mentioned beforehand, Yerusha means I've acquired it. Merosha means I haven't necessarily acquired it. I'm holding on to it to pass on to the next generation. He says there are certain people, Baruch Hashem, who have acquired Torah. They have taken Torah as Yerusha. They've acquired Torah. They're Tamid HaChomim, they're Poiskim, they're Rashi Yeshivas, they're Dayonim. People who have acquired Torah, they know how to learn. They've acquired the Mahalach HaLimud, they've acquired the system of Paskening Halacha, they've acquired Torah. That's Yerusha. But it doesn't mean that only these people ultimately is what Hashem had in mind. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave the Torah, he had in mind that there are certain people, certain elements of Klal Yisrael that will treat Torah as a Moirosho. What's a Moirosho? Moirosho are simple people who haven't necessarily acquired Torah. They haven't necessarily become Tamid HaChachamim. They don't know how to Paskin the Shiloh. They don't know how to work through a difficult Katois. But they have the values to appreciate Torah. They have the values to understand how to be mechanech their children, that if their children do have more ability, if their children have more opportunity than they will to be able to focus on Torah, their children will inherit it. How many gedolei olam today, fathers were not big tamid chachamim at all, but the gedolei olam, the parents have given them the values, and through those values, the children have become great. Reb Shach, Zeichet Tzadik V'Kadosh Livracha, his father wasn't a Rosh Hashiva. His father wasn't a Rav. He was a balabos. And look what he looked. The values went through. The schusim went through. Reb Avdi Yosef. His father also worked in the Makolet. There are certain elements of a Yerusha and there's a Moirosha. Of course, there's nothing wrong with having a father who's a god of a Torah and giving it to the next generation as well. There's nothing wrong with that. But it's not a stira to continue in Klal Yisrael. Continuation of Klal Yisrael can be done through a Moirosha. In other words, if a person has the values and is able to inculcate the chinuch lessons to his children, even if he necessarily does not have the opportunity to become great, if he gives certain lessons over to his children in chinuch, there is every possibility that his children become a lot greater than he is, as a Moirosha. They will eventually get it even as a Yerusha. So what lesson can we learn? What do we have to mechalach our children? What can we possibly do, even if we aren't necessarily Yerush Torah at this stage, to lay this setting, to put the groundwork that children can, Be'ezus Hashem, get the Yerusha through our valuing the Torah as a Meirasha. The parasha begins, Vaydabe elakim al Moshe, Vayoyime elov ani Hashem. So there's many, everyone asks, there's many steers in this pasuk. Vaydabe elakim al Moshe, what's elakim? Midasadin. Vayoyime elov, and he said to him, ani Hashem, I'm Midasarachmin. Okay, that's one vote. But another, what's more striking is, Vayidaber Elekim Moshe. What's Vayidaber? Vayidaber is a Loshan, very strong word. Like it says, Dibber Adoni Ha'oretz Asana Koshlis. Yosef spoke to us, to the brothers, in harsh words. So Dibber is harsh. Vayidaber Elekim Moshe. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says harsh words to Moshe. Vayoymer Elov. And he said to him, what's Vayoymer? We shall say. Say means being very soft. So Akadosh Baruch Hu spoke very strongly to Moshe, and he said in a lotion of soft, in a gentle manner. What's a lesson from there? What's a limud? So Rav Moshe Feinstein brings down, there's a few different beautiful pieces of Nisik's parasha from the Rosh Moshe, and he says that there are times one has to be mechanech our children. And there are times one has to be mechanech our talmidim. And there's times even where it's required to speak to them koshis. It's required to speak to them words that are harsh. But, says Rav Moshe, never chas v'sholem should the words be heard as harsh. Even if what you have to be saying is very strict, it's got to be given over in vayoymer. It's got to be given over in a fine speech, in a way that is appreciated as being gentle. There's a beautiful vort, the Chassidim say, the Pasuk says in Mishni, Perek Tes, Pasuk Ches, Al Tichiach Let Pen Yisna Eko, which means Kapshutoi, Pasuk Pshat means, do not rebuke a mocker, perhaps he will hate you. Hoicheach L'chochom Yaveko, give to Chochom, to a wise man, and he will love you. So they translate differently. Al Tichiach Let, don't be moichach the letz. Don't say to a child, don't bring out the negative in a child. Al teicheach letz. Don't say to your child, don't give to chocha as if your child is a letz. Pen yisno eko, perhaps he will hate you. If you take to a child and you start telling him what a nothing he is, and how disappointed you are with him, and how could he possibly do such a thing, then pen yisno eko is going to hate you. Hoicheach lechochom. Give to a chocha to your child as if he's a wise person. You're so clever. How, you know, this doesn't suit you. It doesn't fit. Then v'yavekan, he'll love you. So the first lesson in chinuch, the first lesson is to understand that sometimes one has to say strong things over. To a friend, to a neighbor, to a talmid, to a child. But it's got to be over v'yoyme elov ani Hashem. Yaakov Avinu, it says by Lavon, it says by Yaakov Avinu says to Lavon, Vayicha Yaakov v'yorav b'Lavon. Yaakov Avinu was furious. Lavon attacks him and he says everything is his. Yaakov Avinu is furious. Next pasuk says, Vayoyimer l'Lavon, and he said to Lavon, Loshen Rakol. That is the first lesson. Never ever attack a child. Never take a child and beat him to a pulp with your words. Chas v'chalila. Chas v'chalila. Even if it means dvarim koshim, it's got to be said Vayoyimer. If this is true with a child, how much is it true with Kiruv? You have people today who are only thirsting for Torah. We have so much opportunity around us. You can go, you sit on the plane next to a chinoni for hours and hours. You go on a bus, sit next to a chinoni. You go in a taxi. You go in a cab. Here in Eretz Yisrael, what opportunities we have to do kiruv. What opportunities we have to speak to them in a loshen dover koshes and a loshen rakol, and they'll listen. Riesel Zilberstein brings a story that he was once travelling in a cab, and he sees the cab driver's got a cuckoo, he's got a ponytail, he's got earrings, and you know, he didn't look particularly yeshivish, you know, and so he's speaking to Zilberstein, and he said, you should just know, I may have the cuckoo and I may have the earrings, but we've got to show you something. He picked up his t-shirt and there's Abba Kampus, it sits over there. So Yisrael Silverstein said, I don't understand, what's going on over here? He said, it's very, very hard for me, my society, to just chop off a ponytail and take off the earrings. It's very difficult for me. I'm talking about a male taxi driver, right? It's very difficult for me. It's very difficult. He said, but eventually I'll get there. But you should just know, I'm beginning now with the tzitzis. And I've got to tell you how this started. So I once took a Hasidic Rebbe from Cholon to Bnei Brak. Took him in a cab from Cholon to Bnei Brak. And I was talking to him. He looked very chosh, looked like a very nice person. And he said to me, look, you look very hungry. When did you eat breakfast this morning? He said, oh, you breakfast, I ate at 6 o'clock in the morning, now it's 2 o'clock. You know, I haven't eaten anything. So the Rebbe said to him, you haven't eaten anything? Come up to my house. I'm happy to give you food, but on one condition. Do not turn off the meter. Don't turn on off the meter. You're my guest. He said, no, I can't. I go up to your house, eat your food and charge you for it. He said, that's my pleasure. No problem, please. Be my greatest pleasure. Please, just come up. That way, I don't feel bad for keeping you. Took him up to the house. He gave him a meal. He looked after him. He gave him a drink. And the meter's clocking up downstairs. He's relaxed. He says to him, no, did you wear tefillin this morning? He says, no, I can't say I did. Didn't wear tefillin. I should put on a pair of tefillin before you go. Don't worry. There's no hurry. The meter's on. Whatever you want. The meter's on. He puts on tefillin. He goes downstairs. How much is it? It's gone up above another 50, 60 shekel. Sure. Not only that, he gives him a tip. On top of it, he said, I had such pleasure meeting you. Person came to my house as a guest. Ah, geschmack. Whenever you want, you can come to my house again. This man said, how many people in the world are like Yidden? How many people in the world give me hospitality, they care about me for my ruchnis, for my gashmis, and then still pay me for doing that? Fantastic. If that's where Yid is, I want to be from a Yid. And this guy is becoming a Baal Tshuva. Where he is today, I don't know. But for 50, 60 shekel, he bought a neshama. Lahavdu, not much a missionary society paid to get a Yiddish in the Shama. And for 50, 60 shekel, you can get Yiddish in the Shama. He spoke to him koshos. He spoke to him koshos, but he never even felt it. He switched him round with Vaidabe in a very, very fine way. That's the Chochmah. The Chochmah of Chinuch is to be able to educate children and to swing them round, to bring them towards what you want to believe in Vayoyime, in a very, very firm, but very, very gentle way. That's the first lesson. Another important lesson is, later on the parasha, it says, in Perek Vov, Pasuk Chof, V'yikach Amram es Yicheved doidosu loy le'isho, Amram took Yicheved, his aunt, for a wife, V'atelid loy es Aaron ves Moshe, and they gave birth to Aaron and Moshe, U'shnei chaye Amram, Sheva Ushleishim Ashana. And the life of Amram was 137 years. Fine. Rabbi Say, where was Moshe Rabbeinu born? When? Last week's parasha talks about Moshe Rabbeinu was born. V'yelech Ishim Beis Levi. V'yikach is Bas Levi. Who's Beis Levi? Who's Bas Levi? What's going on over there? No idea who the parents are. Doesn't say clearly who it is. Okay, we have Gemaris. And later on the parasha, we understand who the father and mother is. Amram and Yicheved, we understand the previous parasha, but it doesn't say the names Bechlal in the previous parasha. Only later on, in Perek Vav Pasuk Chof, Vayikach Amram es Yicheved Dodoso Le'ishva Teilois Amram es Moshe, it's completely out of context. They gave birth to Aaron and Moshe a long time ago. And therefore, why does it say over here they gave birth to Moshe and Aaron? And Bechlal, why is it over here in this parasha Bechlal, why isn't it talked about in parasha Shemois? So Ramesha says something very, very powerful. And Ramesha says that when a person has a child who is a, you know, in Yiddish called it a wunderkind, the child, a wonderful child, he's born Sholem, incredible child. He's born, he's a Moshe Rabbeinu. And he comes into the house and the whole house is filled with light. And he's Sholem. He doesn't even need a bris milah. Nothing. He's a perfect child. Natural tendency for a parent is to say, you know what, my child is so special, child is doing so well in yeshiva, in school, he doesn't need me to be on top of him. I'll just let him go his own merry way, I'm sure he'll be fine. I don't have to keep an eye on him. How's he davening? Where is he davening? What's he learning? He's in yeshiva, what do I need to look after him for? He'll be fine. Says Rav Moshe, no. The more opportunity the child was given by Rabbeinu Shleilam, the more talent he may have, the bigger Yetzirah he'll have. The greater he is in his kishun, in his abilities, the greater Yetzirah he has, Rahman al-Itzlan, to use them or abuse them. Says a pasuk, of course Moshe was born with these talents. Moshe was born, the whole house was filled with light. But it didn't even talk about who the parents were, the relation the parents had to Moshe Rabbeinu at that stage. Because the parents said, we don't take any credit of who Moshe is. At this stage in time, Moshe's born that way, we don't value ourselves as parents until we see the results. We don't say, oh look, we've got a fantastic child that's born, that's it, we're parents already. No. We only value ourselves as parents. We only value ourselves as having connection to this child when we have ensured that the child has grown up correctly. And when we have given him constant, consistent chinuch, and we've actually come out with a proof that our chinuch has been successful, then we can start saying who the parents are. Only once Moshe and Aaron, at this stage in time, were valued by Rabbeinu Shleilam as Nevi'im, then we can say, ah, we're Aaron, we're Amram and Yecheved. We're the parents of this child. We take credit for this. Credit cannot be given by the natural midos that the child has if the child's midos are not used correctly. Only later on you can take credit for what you put into that child, the mysterious nefesh you put into the birth of that child, if you can actually see all the way through that Baruch Hashem, the child has come out because of your ongoing nurturing in Avodas Hashem and Yerushalayim. Only over here, later on, when Moshe and Aaron were clear who they were, did the parents' name come up, because that is where we value the parents, only at this stage in time. The pasuk continues in Perek Vav pasuk Chof Hei. The Lozer ben Aaron, Lozer the son of Aaron, Lokach loy mibnois Putiel, he took from the daughters of Putiel, loy leisho, for a wife. Vatele loy is Pinchas, and he gave birth to Pinchas. Okay. Now, what does it mean, Putiel? What does Putiel mean? Mibnois Putiel. It says two pshatim. One pshat is Mizera Yisroi shepiteim agolim lavodas elilim. One pshat is Yisroi, who stuffed agolim, who stuffed oxen for avodah zarah, which isn't necessarily a very nice thing, correct? That's one pshat. Another pshat is Umizera Yosef shepitpate beYitzroi. That pitpate beYitzroi means he constantly, he was mezalzel with his Yetzirah. He mocked his Yetzirah. In other words, he controlled his Yetzirah totally. So the first pshat is, Mibnois Putiel is very derogatory. It's like saying, you know, calling somebody the idol worship stuffer, because it's stuffed animals of the idol worship. Rahman al-Itzlan, that's what you call somebody. It's Moitzi Las. How can you do such a thing? Second pshat is so much nicer, talking about Yosef, who was Mepatpid B'Yitzroi. Why even talk about, if you can possibly say the pshat, Shepitim Agolos, if you can possibly say pshat Shepitim B'Yitzroi, why bring the first pshat of Shepitim Agolos of Avodah Zarah? What's the need of that? So it's line in the Torah. I managed to get a single volume. Yeah, I'm Shemois. It's line in the Torah, Zalman Sirotskin, says something incredible. As Nine of Torah says, why was it? Listen to this, Rabbi Yisai. As Nine of Torah, every vot is incredible. It's so simple and so true and it's so piercing. He says, why was it that for the entire Klal Yisrael, when the Maisa of Zimri happened, one person for the entire Klal Yisrael stood up to fight it? When Zimri stood up and did Znus with Cosby, for the entire Klal Yisrael, including the Shevet Levi, including Yehuda, including the Malchus, including the Kohuna, all this. One person stood up from everybody and he took the initiative. Why was it him more than anybody else? What was the Koyach he had? Why was it? Why Dafka Pinchas? Says the Naim Torah, good question. But the Teretz is in this week's parasha. Don't wait till Parashas Pinchas to see the Teretz. Don't go see the Teretz there. You've got to see the Teretz in where he comes from. Lozor ben Aaron lokach loy mibnois patil loy leisho. Lozor ben Aaron took mibnois patil. Where's mibnois patil? Two pshatim. One pshat is from the daughters of Yisroi. Another pshat is there's a shidduch over here. On one side is the daughters of Yisroi. On the other side it was
Yosef.
Yosef. How does that come together? I'm not going to mishpachology over here. Exactly what it means. Look at the Sifsa Chachamim. But Yosef, wherever it was, Gemara discusses it. But the daughter, this child, the shidduch they also took was one came from the shevet of Yosef, and one came from the shevet of Yisroi. What's the idea? Yisroi was the biggest, greatest world authority in Avodah Zarah. He had kovod malachim. You know, lahavdil, if you want to see real kovod. Real covered. Rahman al-Itzlan. You see how the papala, yeah, in Rome, how the cover they give him. Incredibly, people all around the world. Kurim Shtachim Lahaman. Mamish, incredible. Right? The amount of cover they give him. Add to that, he is the world authority in that Avodah Zarah. Add that Harry Kishka and Hel Selesi and all the other Avodah Zarahs, and he was the world authority. The cover that man must have got was incredible. And he gave Pitei Magala Avodah Zarah. He was the professional in knowing what to serve and how to serve Avodah Zarah. And what did he do? He spat it out. He got rid of it. He went against it. And he became an outcast. To such an extent that nobody last week's parasha wanted to even look after his sheep. Nobody could wants to be employed by him. They were scared. Who wants to be employed by this guy? His daughters had to go out and become those who looked after his sheep. So Yisro was the ideal paradigm of somebody who understands that the disgusting elements of Avodah Zarah. That was Yisro. On the other hand, who was Yosef? Shepit Pei Yitzro. He was somebody who stood up on a daily basis fighting against the advances of Ashes Potiphar. On a daily basis, she came along and tried to entice him with this, and tried to encourage him with that, and tried to force him with this, and tried to threaten him with that. And he didn't allow that to happen. And he ran out a boy alone in Mitzrayim. He ran out, and he became the Gvalde Yosef HaTzadik. So Yosef, again, was the paradigm of the antipathy, and the one who hated Znus. Says a Pasuk, Ve'lozo ben Aaron, and Lozo ben Aaron, lokach loy mibnois putiel. He took those two elements. He took the element of somebody who hated Avodah Zarah. He took the element of somebody who hated Znus. When you have two parents whose whole life is about Mesiras Nefesh, for fighting against Avodah Zarah and Znus, but Teled Lo Yesh Pinchos, that gives birth to a Pinchos. That gives birth to somebody, a unique individual who will stand up alone, and he will fight against a Maisa that he sees as Avodah Zarah and Znus, and he can't take it. That is a koyach of good midas. That's a koyach of good breeding. That's a koyach of mesiras nefesh of parents. How did Pinchas come up from Putiel? So chas v'chalila, the pasuk is not talking about in derogatory term. V'zera Yisrael should pitim ba'agolim. No, it's Yisrael who pitim ba'agolim and now changed and now hates Avodah Zarah, and Yosef who now hates Znus, who hates Znus all the way from the beginning, and that created the Pinchas. If we are able to give over and instill these values in children, the mysterious nefesh of what's real, even if we ourselves not necessarily are Yorshim, we may be made Moishurishim, but if we give over these values to our children, of good midas, of mysterious nefesh, then we can create a Pinchas. That's a koyach of chinuch. I think there's a few different. We haven't got very much time. A few more things to say, just very briefly. Two more ideas. One more idea is that there are, as you know, four lashonos of Geula. Okay, there are four lashonos of Geula. Vayitzeisi, vetzalti, vega'alti, velakachti. Four lashonos of Geula. Those four lashonos of Geula, the Gemara brings down, the Chazal required us to have full abrakosis for those four lashonos of Geula. Vayitzeisi, vetzalti, vega'alti, velakachti. Right? But there is really a fifth expression. What's a fifth expression? Vehevesi. And I'll bring it to Eretz Yisrael. Vehevesi, I'll bring it to Eretz Yisrael. On that, Chazal say that there's no chiyuv to drink another kos for hevesi. Even though it really is another lashon of geula, there's no chiyuv to drink another kos. If you want to, you can. There's no chiyuv to drink another kos. Asks Rav Moshe again, why is there no mitzvah of hay koses? Why is this vehevesi different to vitzesi vitzalti vegaalti velakachti? Why is vehevesi different? Hevesi means bringing to Eretz Yisrael, bringing to the base of Mikdosh, bringing to Hashras Hashchina with the Malachim. What's the idea with the Malachim? Kavod HaMelech, Shlomo HaMelech. Why is the Hevesi not one of the Arba Koses, or one of an added Kos which should make it into five Koses? Says Rav Moshe, what we have to be very clear is that when we say in davening, we say Ata Echod V'Shimcha Echod U'Mika Amcha Yisrael Goy Echod Ba'aretz. What does it mean Ata Echod V'Shimcha Echod? When we say Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echod, what does that Echod mean? Does Echod mean you're one, you're the best, but there's others close to you, right? Or does Echod mean one and unique? There's nothing else comes anywhere close. It's completely single. There's nothing else that can even compare. When we say Echod, Ato Echod V'Shimcha Echod, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you are one. You are one, and your name is one, and there's nothing else can comes anywhere close. That is Hashem. Umika amcha Yisrael goy echad ba'oretz has to mean the same context. When we say that we are Am Yisrael, when we say that we are echad, does not mean that we are the best from the 70 umos, the 70 nations, and we're the best of the 70 nations. Just like HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not the best of all the gods, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the only one. We are the only one. When it comes to the other umos, we have no shaykhs of the other umos. We're completely nivdal. We're completely separated from them. We have no shaykhs to them. The main element, the ikka of Yetzias Mitzrayim was about separating us from the goyim. Was about taking us as a nation and saying you have no shaykhs in Mitzrayim. The misoynim, those people want to go back to Mitzrayim. They don't want to become avodim again. They just cannot understand why it cannot be that in Mitzrayim you can be a great nation. Why can't you be in Mitzrayim a Klal Yisrael? The Teretz is, HaKadosh Baruch Hu said you cannot be a great nation in Mitzrayim. We've got to take care of Mitzrayim, we've got to make you great, and totally disconnect with any other nation. That is Hoitzeisi, Hoitzalti, Vega'alti, Velakachti. Those are the full shonos of Geula. Bringing it into Eretz Yisrael is not the ideal of why HaKadosh Baruch Hu took us out of Mitzrayim. The main concept of taking us out of Mitzrayim is making us a nation. We can do that better, in other words, we can. It would be easier for us if it's the Hevesi brought into Eretz Yisrael. But the Hevesi is not the tachlis of who we are. Coming into Eretz Yisrael, having our own country, having our own language in Eretz Yisrael, is not the Ikka. The Ikka is being different from the Goyim. The Ikka is separating yourself from Mitzrayim. The Ikka is being a Am Kodesh, a Am Echod. And it happens to be, if it's easier, the Hevesi, there's Yisrael, Adarabba. But that's not the Ikka of Geula. That's not the Ikka why we're here. There's so much confusion today in the world. There's so much, what is the Ikka and what's a Tofel? We have to know ourselves in order to be able to give over these messages to our children. What is the Ikka, what's a Tofel? What is the Ikka of Davening? What is the ikka of Vedas Hashem? What's the ikka of being in Eretz Yisrael? What's the ikka of Tachlis Olam Hazeh? Is to be Hubdom and Agoyim, to be an Am Kodesh. That is who we are. If we can possibly give over that message, if we can possibly give over that message in a way that is clear and spoken out loud, that our children can understand this, then Be'ezus Hashem, our children, can be not only Marosh, it can be Yerusha. Just what, and finish off with this vote. The Pasuk says, Hu Moshe V'Aaron. So somebody says Moshe before Aaron, sons of Aaron before Moshe. Says the Pasuk, Melam Moshe Shneim Shekulim. They're both shokel. Okay? It's a posuk vav. Posuk chavav. Who Aaron and Moshe? Yeah, who Aaron and Moshe? So the posuk says, someone says, Moshe for Aaron, son Aaron for Moshe. Malam, Moshe, Shneim, Shokel, they're both equal. What do you mean they're both equal? What do you mean they're both equal? Moshe Rabbeinu was the Navi of the Nevi'im. He was the greatest man that ever was, ever will be. He went up to Shemaim and stood up 40 days and 40 nights. Aaron didn't. He brought down the Torah. Aaron didn't. How can you say Shkulim? How can you say Shkulim? Says Ramesha. What we have to tell our children, and we have to educate our children, is not about where you've reached during one's lifetime. It's about how hard we've worked. Have we done our best? If a child is a straight 60 child, he gets 60%, but he's putting his kishkas in to get that 60%. Then as far as we are concerned, he's a straight A student. Aaron HaKohen for sure did not have the same kleichas as Moshe Rabbeinu. Aaron HaKohen did not get the same marks as Moshe Rabbeinu on his exams. In Nevi'us. In Nevi'us. But Aaron HaKohen got 100% of being Aaron HaKohen. Aaron HaKohen was with Moshe Rabbeinu, and he was a shliach of Hashem as much as Moshe Rabbeinu was. And therefore, the father Kodesh Baruch Hu was concerned, Shkulim Hein, they're both exactly equal. A child's got to feel that as much as he works, as long as they work hard, as long as they put their effort into it, as long as they daven for Seat Yishmael, if that's what they can produce, they're doing fantastically. The Rebbe Reb Zishi used to say, when they come to Olam Haba, they're not going to ask me why I'm not Moshe Rabbeinu. They're not going to ask me why I'm not David HaMelech. They're going to ask me why I'm not Zisha. That's what we have to teach our children, to be a Zisha. Each one their own child, to be who they can be, their best way, to bring out their potential, to bring our Midas Tovus into our children, to make them great. And Be'ezus Hashem, we should be Yerusha ourselves, we should be able to be Yerush Torah ourselves, but at very, very best, we should be Yerusha ourselves, and if not, at least our children should have the basics, the background, the foundations to become, they should be Yerush, and we should be at least the ones who are Yerush.